I want to thank you all for taking time out with me today to watch this video. You know, it's such an honor and a privilege to get to share the gospel with you guys. I mean, it really is. It's just my heart desire to see everybody that's been touched by the gospel, that's been touched by the life of Christ, to see them free. And I endeavor to bring the gospel of peace to you today. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to read a text from Romans chapter 8, verse 1, about four verses there. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." Now, the law of sin and death is what we inherited from Adam. You know, Adam and Eve ate of the garden and they disobeyed the Lord and they fell and thrusted the whole human race, every descendant that they had after they fell, was born in sin. They was under the law of sin and death. Now listen to this. "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us." You know, when we receive the righteousness of God in Christ, it's as if we fulfill the law ourselves and God is pleased with us. But we don't have to. See, we don't have to burden ourselves trying to fulfill a law that Christ has already filled. You know, if someone is not bringing you the gospel of peace and reconciliation, a gospel that God is not mad or angry with you, then it's not the gospel. You know, how many of us would want somebody to bring a gospel, which is no gospel, but a gospel of condemnation to us, telling us how bad we are and how unworthy we are? Do you know, with preaching like that, with a gospel like that, which is no gospel at all, but that would demoralize us. It would make us so unworthy. It would put us under so much condemnation that we could never find a way out. Folks, that's not the gospel. The gospel produces hope in us. It produces a peace within us because we now have the mercy of God working in our lives every day. True, you know, we make mistakes. We're still in a body that's not been redeemed yet. We're still in a fleshly body, but praise God, we've got the Spirit of God dwelling in us. You know, and people needs to start preaching the gospel of peace, that God is not mad at you, that he wants you reconciled to him. He implores you to be reconciled to God. Now listen to this. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Now, did it say grovel in the dirt, go down to the altar three or four times and cry a river of tears and repent of your sins and things like that, to do some kind of penance, to devalue yourself more, to say you're sorry for something that you really didn't have no choice to do? Did you know when we sin, before we come to know the Lord, we're just doing according to our nature. You know, when Adam fell, like I said, we was born into a nature of sin. That was what we did. So praise God. God did not leave us without a hope. You know, he sent Jesus. He made peace with man by sending Jesus. Jesus is our reconciler. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now listen to this. It goes on. "How will they call on him who they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to teach unless they're sent?" Now this is an Old Testament scripture here in the New Testament. It says, "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news or the gospel." You know, how beautiful are the feet? You know, you could go on the other side of that and look at the feet of someone who brings you judgment and condemnation and presents an angry God. You know, we don't want to see those people coming. I mean, because they're basically going to tell us how we're going to hell. You know, when I was started going to church, I really didn't want to, years ago, I didn't want to go because the churches I grew up in or saw my family grew up in, you know, they'd talk about hell all the time. Very seldom talk about God or the love of God. So why would I want to go to a church like that that tells me how I'm going to go to hell if I don't straighten up? You know, that kept me from going to church. But praise God, somebody did share the good news to me at one time in my life, the gospel of peace, and I was led to the Lord by reconciliation, not condemnation. So I want you to sit and meditate on the gospel of peace, because you know, when you present a gospel of peace to someone, it gives them room to adjust. It gives them room to look in their heart and to own their mistakes, to own their sin, to be honest with themselves. You know, and then pour that out to God to where He can start healing that. The gospel of peace is the only way to go, folks, and that is the true gospel.